The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now it's time to talk to Jess Kelly. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Pat.
Now, before we get to our questions, you've been looking at an analysis carried out by Electronics Hub that looked at the global Android versus Apple battle. Who's won?
Android has won out, Pat, which I found quite surprising. We know that Apple were sort of first out of the traps with the smartphone. The iPhone is one of the most iconic tech products and products in the world. They have been consistently beloved right around the world. But when you look at this analysis that was carried out, in all, 74 of the 142 countries surveyed prefer Android and only 65 preferred Apple, which I thought was quite interesting. And when you dig a bit deeper, the trends are very interesting. So in the US, for example, Android absolutely dominates in places like Texas, for example, right across North America, that they're very much leaning towards Android. In Ireland, however, we are very much an Apple country. There are certain pockets of Europe that are very much still parts of the Apple cult. We have ourselves, France, Finland and Norway are all very much still Apple users. But I do think that shift is going to continue to lean towards Android, particularly as we have more manufacturers embracing the Android platform for more affordable smartphones. I think the era of paying €1,400 for a smartphone is slightly over. People realize that they can get really good tech, really good phones for around the €600 or €700 mark, and very often they are Android devices.
Okay, and in the Middle East, it's kind of 50-50, isn't it? Asia Pacific, it's mostly Android. And there's a watchword for Africa, watch out for Huawei. They could dominate in that particular territory. Steve Jobs, he wanted to crush Android in its infancy.
He really did. And I think that was very much a focus for them when they announced the first iPhone. If you go back, and I would highly recommend, if you've got a few 15 minutes spare, go back and watch the very first Android or iPhone launch. Steve Jobs took to the stage and his mission was clear. He wanted to give people computing power in their pocket using the power of the iPhone. The vision was very much to be the number one phone brand out there. And I think it was a little bit petty over a number of years. It seemed to be this sort of consistent one-upmanship. But Apple, as I said, is the most iconic phone brand. They killed off Nokia back in the day. The early iterations of iPhone did away with Nokia. We're seeing the rivalry continue between Samsung and Apple. Huawei here in Europe has petered off somewhat because of the whole Google Play services thing. But I do, like, I'm interested to see what happens with Apple going forward. I watched a video this morning with what is thought to be the iPhone 13. So there's sort of mocks made up of what we think the iPhone 13 will be. And from what I could see, it's not massively different. What they've done and what we think they're going to do is increase the lens sizes on the camera. So again, it's focusing on processing power and camera. But is that going to be enough to sway people from Android phones, which are already pretty powerful, have excellent cameras and cost a fraction of the price?
All right, well, we'll move on now to the questions. Hi, Jess, looking for a refurbished phone. I've ordered a new SIM from GOMO. I want to stick with them and keep my number. I dropped my phone in the sea.
Oh.
The phone I'm looking at has SIM PIN included. What does that mean? And can I just use the new GOMO SIM?
Yeah, so the SIM PIN, I think, is literally just the PIN to pop out your SIM card. You shouldn't worry about that. So your GOMO SIM should work. The way the GOMO SIM works, and I know it because I've ordered one myself, is that it comes in the SIM tray. And depending on the size of the SIM tray in your new phone, you can either pop out so that it's the micro SIM or the standard size SIM card. Very often these days, it is the micro SIM that is used.
Could you please ask Jess if she has an opinion on smart dots, which we bought online? They stick to the back of the phone and are claimed to prevent radiation emanating from the phone and affecting the user. Good idea or not? That's from Hugh and Lucan.
I have read quite a bit about them. They are, as the listener said, they're just essentially a sticker that sticks onto the back of the phone. The University of Surrey did extensive testing on this for the BBC, and they actually found that they have no effect. Now, I know that this is a controversial topic. I know some people are very aware of this, but from the research that was done by the University of Surrey, they found no great evidence of them working in any way, shape or form.
Please help, Jess. We're now paying 80 a month. It's for broadband with Wi-Fi. It's a disaster. We live in an old farmhouse with thick walls, so part of the house is very low signal. The Wi-Fi box is approximately 20 metres away from the living room. Could you recommend a booster? From Anna.
Yeah, Anna, depending on the speed that's coming into the house, you may actually be better off running cables through if you can. I know it's not ideal, but like running cable to extend the signal that you get, so that, you know, if you are in a particular room, say if your smart TV is in one room, you have the option to plug a LAN cable in. It would just give you a better, more consistent connection. Failing that, something like the Tendinova mesh system is excellent. It is tricky, though, when you are dealing with old houses with very thick walls. But the Tendinova system is great. I know a good few people who've installed them and have been very, very impressed. But you just want to make sure that it will do the job for you, covering the space that you need to cover, but also tackling those thick walls.
I've always been a pay-as-you-go customer with Three, but decided to switch to bill pay. But I found my monthly Three bill is over €100. Am I forced to stay on the contract until it ends, or is there any way around getting my bill to be lower? That's James in Castle Troy.
So, James, it depends on the contract that you signed. If you signed up for a particular monthly tariff, say if it was €60, but for some reason your bill is ending up at over €100, it might be worth getting onto the network and seeing if you can buy individual bundles. So, say, for example, if you are using a lot of international minutes, if you're making a lot of calls internationally, you may be able to buy a bundle that will be significantly less than the €100 than you're paying at the moment. Unfortunately, if you have signed a contract and you're outside the cooling off period, you do have to stick with it. You do have the option of buying out your contract, which is not ideal.
This one here, buying a printer, very interested in the Epson ET4760, worried about reviews on head clogging in either the short term or long term with a cost of over €400. I want a good quality ET printer to last a few years, not overly interested in printing photographs, from a Midlands listener.
Yeah, the Epson is a brilliant brand. They do make excellent devices. We spoke about this on News Talk Breakfast just yesterday morning about some of the issues that can arise with your printer. What I would say about this is, if you do go for this one, and it is one of the EcoTank ones, so it will be very friendly in terms of ink usage and so on, buy the tools to clear out the printer heads. So this is where the ink kind of comes out of the printer. If you clean it, if you maintain it, and if you look after it, it should be okay. You can buy insurance for these devices, which I know nobody really wants to do, but because it is pretty pricey, I suppose you do want it to last those few years. But I do think with good maintenance, the Epson ET4760 should be okay.
Intriguing one here. My WhatsApp is gone from my Android phone. It warned beforehand and said to update, but to install this, the following appeared and still appears on the screen. The app is not yet available in the current region.
I would be intrigued to know what version of Android you're running. Obviously, WhatsApp is widely available on the Android Play Store, so that shouldn't be an issue. If you go into the settings on your Android phone and just make sure that your region is set to Ireland, just ensure that it is there. Otherwise, what you could do is go into your Play Store, and on the left-hand side, there's three little lines. If you click on those and go to the My Apps section, that will have the archive of any app you've ever downloaded. So if you scroll down and see if you can sort of reinstall WhatsApp that way rather than going through the Play Store. But I'm not 100% sure why that would be.
Maybe time for one more. I bought a new MacBook Air 2. A MacBook Air 2 years ago, but it won't let me download apps like Amazon Prime or Netflix in the App Store. Why not?
I'm not 100% sure, to be completely honest with you. Sometimes there are apps available that are available for the iPad OS or the iOS, which is the phone OS, but aren't available on Mac OS. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head if those two are apps that are not available on Mac OS. If that's the case, you will just have to go in through the browser, but you shouldn't have any issue accessing Amazon Prime or Netflix through your browser on your Mac.
A final quick one. My external hard drive died without much warning last week. I probably chose a cheaper option, but would like some advice on a good, durable one.
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, how long is a piece of string, really? You can get things like Seagate is the brand that I always recommend. It is worth investing in if it is something that you want to use long term and if you want to stand the test of time. I do think you can get pretty good deals now on storage. It's come right down in price. There is the Seagate expansion portable hard drive. It's 4 terabytes and at the moment it's available for €99. So that would be one that I would recommend.
Good value indeed. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.